Life in Nepal, Part 1. I jumped at the opportunity to visit this interesting country. The first time I remember hearing about Nepal was in 2007. I was browsing through odd internet news. One of Nepal's airline's jets was having technical problems. So the airline sacrificed two goats in front of the jet to satisfy the Hindu god of sky protection. I admit, I thought that was strange. But the news also made me curious. What was life like in this foreign country? What was the country like? What were the people like? I never completely forgot that incident or my desire to learn more about the place. A few years later, I was in my second year of graduate school. I needed an internship overseas to graduate. I wasn't having much luck finding a good position, even though any country but the U.S. would do. My professor mentioned a possibility she knew about. She had a friend who was a director at a nonprofit organization in Nepal. Nepal! That place where they sacrifice goats at the airport. I remembered. I couldn't miss this chance. I had to go. The director of the nonprofit in Nepal was named Colleen. By phone and email, she interviewed me and helped prepare me for the experience of an 11-week stay in Nepal. She warned me that it would be difficult and that I'd have moments of pure frustration. She advised me that being flexible would be the key. Nepal is a developing country in South Asia. Little to nothing there is similar to life in the U.S. Things are unorganized. I couldn't let it bother me. My professor gave me advice, too. She had never been to Nepal but had experience living in Southeast Asia. Take lots of stomach medicine and some antibiotics. Get vaccines before you go. Watch out for mosquitoes and dirty water. But I think the most valuable advice she gave me was this. Take a jar of peanut butter. It's a familiar taste when the homesickness gets bad. With their words in mind, I packed my backpack, took a deep breath, and boarded the plane to Nepal. Word bank. Browse. I'm browsing the internet for articles about flying pigs. Sacrifice. Many religions teach that people should sacrifice animals to their gods. Incident. Let's not talk about the incident in the bathroom. It was very embarrassing. Professor. My professor gave me a C on my project, but he let me do it again. Frustration. Carol experienced a lot of frustration when she tried to teach her husband how to dance. Flexible. Try to keep a flexible schedule. The boss may call you at any time. Unorganized. Gwen's desk is so unorganized that she can't find anything. Homesickness. Mira was struck with a feeling of homesickness when she heard someone speaking her native language. More information. Hindu. Nonprofit. Antibiotic. Vaccine. Talk about it. What countries are you curious about? Why? In what kinds of situations do you need to be flexible?